Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Vince Colonna is alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning to you, Joe DeGeneva, joining us now. Joe, good morning and happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Joe, want to start out talking about the Podestas. We got news this weekend that apparently it looks like the Podesta group is on the verge of closing down. Two sources who were in a meeting say that employees were asked to clear out their desks, told they may not be paid beyond November 15th. Are the Podestas in more trouble than the media is letting on?
Well, there's no doubt about it that Tony Podesta is in more trouble than the media is letting on. And the Podesta group is closing because apparently, according to published reports, the Mueller investigation, which is like all independent counsel investigations, special counsel investigations, is now has its tentacles everywhere, well beyond what should have been its mandate. Apparently, the Podesta group lobbied for 10 years, along with Paul Manafort, for a Ukrainian group, which was a front for the government, and did not register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, and therefore is under investigation for that. We don't know what else they may be under investigation for, but clearly they are mentioned in the Manafort indictment as Company B, I believe it is. So it's a pretty rough time. John Podesta is not theoretically under investigation from anything we know. We do know, however, that he did meet with Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS after reports of the dossier, the famous dodgy dossier, became public. So we shall see. This is getting much more interesting. This is under the heading of be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, and meanwhile, John Podesta had sort of pled ignorance in public testimony about that, and now we're finding out a completely different story that he actually met.
That is correct, and sitting alongside him during that House Intelligence Committee testimony was the lawyer from Perkins Coie who retained Fusion GPS on behalf of the DNC and the Clinton campaign. So who told the truth, who didn't tell the truth, that will all work its way out. Although I will tell you this, if you are a Democrat, you have a much better chance of skating than if you're a Republican. It's just the nature of investigations in Washington that Republicans always fare worse than Democrats. And people really need to ask themselves why it is that the Department of Justice functions that way, and they need look no further than the Hillary Clinton private server in her residence fiasco.
I want to ask you about something that happened last week, which is, and we haven't gotten your reaction to it yet. Natalia Veselnitskaya met with Glenn Simpson both before and after the Donald Trump Jr. Meeting. She was the one who was working on behalf of the Russian government to get Russian sanctions overturned in the United States. What did you make of that news?
Well, it's like everything else. This is an onion. You peel it and it gets worse. She was obviously working both sides. She clearly is an agent of the Russian government without any doubt whatsoever. They were clearly working not only on the Clinton and the Trump campaigns, but also working on the sanctions, the Magnitsky bill, which imposed sanctions because of the murder of a Russian lawyer who took down a corrupt banking deal which ensnared Putin. I don't think there's any doubt that she is in the middle of just about everything. She clearly is a Russian agent. There isn't any doubt about it anymore. Anybody who doubts that, you know, is drinking some bizarre liquid. And I think the fact that she was working with Glenn Simpson makes it very clear that no matter what the subject matter of that meeting was, it throws grave doubt into the testimony of all the Democrats about what this is about. I mean, that's why we now know why the Democrats were feverishly trying to protect Fusion GPS in the House Intelligence Committee. How shameless that Adam Schiff and all those people on the Democratic side who whine repeatedly about corruption and the Russians didn't want anybody to know who was paying Fusion GPS for its dirty work, and now we know who it was. It was the Democrats. This is really quite amazing when you think about it. Apparently, Schiff and those guys didn't know that the DNC and the Clintons had paid Fusion GPS. But they found out apparently when the hearings got started, and that's when things really got bad for them.
Well, and you talk about the unjust justice system that we currently have. But you know what? I also blame the Republicans for not crying about it. They don't scream about it. They just roll over and go with it. So it's their own fault.
Oh, that's old news that the Republicans don't know how to fight. And it's only going to get worse between now and November 2018, believe me. They still don't know how to fight.
I'd like to talk about Roy Moore, speaking about Republicans not fighting. Uh-huh. Roy Moore has very vehemently come out and said, you know, these accusations are not true. They are false. Yeah. I'm staying in the race. Yet we have Republicans calling for him to step down. Ultimately, how do you think this is going to shake out?
Well, I don't think Roy Moore can be elected. So as far as I'm concerned, that's the issue. I think first of all, I believe the women. You don't have that many women who don't know each other come out and talk about something like this when they don't have to. Years later, and I don't care about what tactics the Washington Post used. I mean, the Post is sleazy. We all know that. Bezos is a thug with billions of dollars. This is his toy. Fair enough. But the truth is, when you strip it away, some young women were treated horribly. I believe them. I don't believe Roy Moore. I think his explanations were stupid. I think it shows how idiotic it was to nominate him. Bannon ought to be ashamed of himself. This is disgraceful for the party. However, the Republicans are stuck. If the election goes forward and Moore wins, they have to seat him under the Powell versus McCormick case in the Supreme Court. They can expel him once he's seated, but they have to seat him. Problem is, he's not going to win. We're going to end up with a Democrat in that seat because the Republicans were stupid enough to nominate in that state this goofball. Whether or not every single allegation by each of these women is true isn't going to matter at this point. If Moore is on the ballot, the Republicans definitely lose the seat. There's one thing the governor can do. The governor can extend the election. In other words, cancel the election that's coming up and extend it even to the end of the term of the current senator and let it just go. There doesn't have to be an election. That seat can be unfilled. That may be better than having Roy Moore, which he will be, the face of the Republican Party if he is seated in the United States Senate. He is an abomination. He's the worst thing that could happen to the Republicans right now, who barely can lift a bill and make it into a law. So they don't need this clown.
Yeah, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey saying at this point that she's not going to be pushing to delay that election.
Then she's going to get a Democrat for a senator.
Yep, that seems that way. Now, Roy Moore, to the legal questions here, has threatened to sue the Washington Post over this. Do you think discovery will yield any answers?
Oh, it doesn't matter. He can sue all he wants. That's bluster. He can't sue the Washington. He can sue the Washington Post, but there's no basis for it. The Post has interviewed these four women on the record. These are not anonymous sources. He's going to have to sue them as well. That'll be great for him, right? Sue the victims? What an idiot. I mean, this guy, this is so pathetic. Steve Bannon, thank you. What a great gift just before Christmas.
All
he
right.
gave us a turkey at Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe DeGeneva. I appreciate you stopping by. Mornings on the Mall.
You bet.
All right. Good to talk to you.